What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this episode of Graveyard Gaming. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you about some missed opportunities I had in the world of video games. Now, these are specifically tied to three different games or series that I wish I would have done a little bit differently when I was playing them, or some different plans I wish I would have capitalized on that I just didn't. Then, I want to go to the controversy corner again this week, and I want to talk about remasters and remakes. And why does everybody seem to have a problem with these things all of a sudden? Because there's one thing that I'm going to say that you just can't deny. And then I want to talk about my packed, absolutely packed, but so fun week that I have had in the Graveyard Shift. All that and more. But let's first start off and let's talk about those missed opportunities I had in gaming. So gamers, what am I talking about when I talk about missed opportunities? Imagine, if you will, little regrets, nothing major. This isn't like, oh man, I should have got an Xbox instead of a PlayStation. Nothing of that note, just more things like there was a window in time to do something and I didn't capitalize on that opportunity. So, you know, you just kind of have that little bit of regret, right? Here's a few that I have done. First off, let's talk about Shenmue 3 because, look, you guys can check out my reviews for all three Shenmue games. You guys can check out my episode where I talk about why I think I loved Shenmue 3 more than Shenmue 1 and 2. So you guys, if you follow the show, you know how much I just enjoyed that series and especially how much I loved Shenmue 3. But I do have a little bit of a missed opportunity with that. See, with Shenmue 1 and 2, I actually got the platinum trophies. And if you've heard me, I've talked about it many times. For me, a platinum trophy is that like extra stamp of approval. Sure, sometimes it's just easy to get a platinum trophy. That's awesome. But I love it when a game makes you work a little bit and you love it, you enjoy it, you just don't want to leave the world. So you put that little extra stamp on it. Like, I love this world so much, I was willing to do all of this to get a platinum trophy. I'll be honest with you, going into Shenmue 3, I noticed that the trophy list was kind of tedious at things. At one point, you have to actually catch 1,000 fish. You have to also collect all these flowers in both of the villages you go to. You got to make sure you do these side missions at just the right time because just like in the first two games, if you miss that little opportunity, it's gone. Well, going into it, I was like, look, I'm going to play. I'm going to do what I can. If I miss something, oh well. But I knew the list being way more tedious than the first two games. I wasn't going to, you know, go out of my way too crazy with it. And that's what I did. And eventually I realized, okay, in the first village, I missed some sub-quests, side stories, whatever you want to call them. I'm just going to play the game. And I did. And look, I loved it. Really and truly, though, it was when I got to that second village that I absolutely just really kind of went from really enjoying the game to really loving the game. And ultimately, I started regretting not doing some of that stuff. Because when I got to the second village, I tried to do as much as I can, but I always kind of held back a little bit. Now, I did try to get all the flowers in there, but I don't know why, but I just couldn't find the last few. But it wouldn't have mattered because I didn't get the flowers in the first area. Now, here's the other thing that I didn't realize until I was well into Shenmue 3 is you can't, like, free roam after the game. You couldn't in the first two games. I thought maybe they had added it for the third one. They didn't. So the best you can do is load up an early save in Chapter 1 or just restart the game to try to collect everything. I have a few save points in the first village, in the second village, but it doesn't do you any good because, again, you can't miss anything. You have to complete everything. You have to get all the flowers, and then you have to complete the second village. You know what I mean? So there's a lot to do there. So it really just kind of held me back. The reason I say it's a small regret is because ultimately, here's the deal. When I played through the game, I had the time, right? Now, when I started the game off, I didn't know that I would love the game so much. But I look back and I go, okay, that window of opportunity has closed. I don't have the gaming time that I had when I played it to do that. If I could go back, I would have probably sat there and said, okay, it's going to be very tedious, but I'm just going to take my time and really do everything in this first village, in this second village. I won't lie, it probably would have doubled my time in the game. And the reason I say it's a small regret, it's a little missed opportunity, is because I don't know if that would have messed with the fun factor of the game. You know how like some games you stay in it too long, you just kind of start to get bored with it and ready to move on? Well, there's no telling, but that might would have happened had I done that. So it's a small regret. It's just when I look at it, I go, you know, there was one opportunity probably in my gaming career to get the platinum in Shenmue 3, and I just missed it. Now, what's another one? I'll tell you, I'm a huge fan of the Metal Gear Solid series. And for a few years, I have wanted to sit there and do a replay of all the games. Now, I've done a little bit here or there. A few years ago, before I actually ever started a podcast, I had replayed the original Metal Gear Solid on my PSP. And then I actually sat there and I replayed Metal Gear Solid 4, which you can check that review out. It's a retro review. It's from a couple years ago, but I really loved it. And I always sat there and said, you know what? I want to replay Metal Gear Solid 2. I'd made it about a third of the way through the game, and I would love to replay what at one point was my favorite game. Now it's my second favorite game, Metal Gear Solid 3, and potentially Peace Walker, like do all of that. The problem is, I can't anymore. See, I don't feel bad about this, but I did trade in slash sell my PS3 and all my games. That was my access to my Metal Gear collection. Now I can piecemeal it. I can still play Metal Gear 1. I still have my PSP. I can still play Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker on the PSP again and kind of do that. But as far as the main games, Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, I can't jump back into those games, the two that I really wanted to replay, because I don't have access. I really hope that Konami at some point releases a PS5 version of these games. I don't even care if they're remasters at this point. They don't have to be rebuilt. I'd love a fully remade Metal Gear 1, don't get me wrong, but getting back on track, I would love to have access to those games. But unfortunately, I can't. It's a missed opportunity because for years I've talked about that. I had an opportunity back in 2019 through early 2020, and I didn't fully capitalize. Again, I did play through Metal Gear 4. I had started Peace Walker, and that's where I got a good bit into. Like I said, a third, maybe two-thirds of the way through Metal Gear 2. However, over the last year, from June of 2021 all the way until August of 2022, I had plenty of time. If I'd have sat things aside, I could have sat there and played through the Metal Gear games, right? 2, 3, and Peace Walker on the PS3, but I just didn't. Now, it's a small regret because I'll be honest with you. During that time, I spent a lot of times playing games that I absolutely loved that were fully new experiences. So I can't sit there and be like, oh man, I really screwed that up. But I just, again, look at it and go, okay, small regret, but a missed opportunity because that window is completely shut now, right? Like, for one, I had all the time. Boom, that's an opportunity. And two, I don't have that PS3 anymore. So therefore, I can't jump on it. Because I sit there and I think about that, like, man, that was a missed opportunity because that would have been more reviews for you guys to listen to. And at the same time, I could have done a franchise episode just like I did when I replayed the God of War games earlier this year. You can check that episode out. When I finished playing the Yakuza games and did that episode a few weeks ago. So again, not a major regret, but it's just a missed opportunity. Now, another one has to do with time. It has to do with that June 21 through August of 22 time frame again. And that is, quite frankly, Persona 5. I wish I'd have capitalized on that time and spent more time in that game. Because what happened is last August of 21, I started playing the game. I'd been very curious for a little while, finally got the game, started playing it, put about 17 hours in it. Ultimately, I got through the first castle. I started kind of exploring, kind of setting up, doing the next stuff. And I'd said, you know what? I want to space this game out because that game is long. Everywhere I've looked, that game is 100 plus hours. I know there's a lot to do, there's a lot to kind of manage in that game. I thought, you know what, here's what I'll do. Every month, I'll set aside about 10 to 15 hours because that should get me from, you know, completing a castle all the way through completing the next one, right? Like the whole next chapter, if you will, theoretically. What ended up happening is I put the game down in August and I barely picked it back up. I think I may have picked it up two more times, and one of them was only a couple months ago, and I literally sat there going, man, I wish I'd have dedicated more time. And I say that because the thing is right now, I just have a different gameplay style, right? Like, since I am now with my family, I'm down to about 2 hours in the morning to play before work, which means that I don't have, you know, 5, 6 hours to just lose myself in a play session like I would before. So again, it's not a major thing because I can still find the time to play Persona 5. I can still enjoy the game. I can still make it a focal game and just focus all my time into it. So it's nothing that's, you know, a bad thing. I just regret that I missed that opportunity, that window that I could have put so much time into this game and really focused on it. Again, it's not bad because I can correct it. And also, just like I say with the Metal Gear games, I played so many awesome, great experiences in that 14 months that I really can't sit there and be like, oh, I should have played this instead of that. But I just look and I go, man, I know I could have squeezed 10 hours in here or there each month just to kind of make some really solid progress with the game. And finally, my last missed opportunity with gaming. And again, these are very tiny regrets. But ultimately, I wish I would have played as Cassandra in Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And I know that sounds kind of odd. Like, why? Like, why is that like a little bit of a regret? Why do you feel like that's a small window? The window's closed because I'm not going to replay through Odyssey again. For me, Odyssey was a great game. Definitely not my favorite in the series, though. So there's that. But here's the thing. When I play through Odyssey, I connect with the characters that I'm playing as. It's easier for me to connect with the male characters because I'm a male. I went with Alexios, and here's the deal. I enjoyed him. I thought he was interesting. I liked his voice actor. I thought everything was cool, and I enjoyed my story. I really liked the way Ubisoft set it up with whoever you played, the other sister, brother, whichever one it was going to be the villain of the game. And I enjoyed that. Let me tell you something. In my game, Cassandra was vicious. I must have made some wrong choices because I did not get the happy ending. I got the ending where she straight up killed my mom and then I killed her. In fact, a few months ago, I went and threw her body off the area where she's dead at just to have fun with it. So at the end of the day, I kind of wish I would have played as Cassandra. Ultimately, it's one of those things that as the game progressed and people got through it and people have talked about it over the years, people really enjoyed Cassandra. And then the fact that Ubisoft, and I understand they had to make one canon to continue with their stories and their big universe they're going with, they made her canon. Which means when we played the Assassin's Creed Valhalla crossover DLC, it was Cassandra that showed up. It's not like it read my save files and said, okay, we got to make it Alexios. It was Cassandra. So it's kind of one of those things that being such a massive fan of that series, it's like, man, I can only imagine we're going to see her throughout the next couple games as they come out. And she's going to have some kind of focus on it. Or some little part, I should say. But she's not part of my experience like that with Assassin's Creed. In mine, she was a villain. But she's going to be a very beloved character going forward with this series. Potentially, and subjectively, you could say the main character, depending on how they use her. But I didn't get that experience with her. So ultimately, it's not a bad deal, right? I still had a great time playing Odyssey. I still enjoyed Alexios. But I just feel like going forward, I'm going to look back and go, man, that stinks. Now with Assassin's Creed Valhalla, if you're curious, I don't have that regret because I really dug the male version of Eivor. I did switch for a couple of story arcs just to see if I would enjoy the female version. Don't think she was a bad actress, don't think it was anything like that, but there was just something about the male version of Eivor I really connected with and dug. And ultimately, storyline-wise, it kind of makes sense with Valhalla because, you know, there was a whole lot going on there. I won't get into that because I know a lot of people are kind of waiting to see what this final piece of DLC does, if it answers any questions or whatever. But, you know, there was a reason why you could swap back and forth. But with Odyssey, the fact that Cassandra is going to be through pretty much a lot of the games going forward, I just feel like I missed that opportunity. I should have played as her so that I could connect with that part of the franchise like everybody else. Okay, gamers, let's jump into Controversy Corner. And what is bugging me right now? I gotta say something again. I'm going back to what I'm seeing online, and the biggest issue I have is people complaining about remakes or remasters. Look, I'm not saying Sony is perfect, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, I think we all have a list of games we'd love to see fully remade. We have a lot of games that we just would be okay with just a remaster, right? Depending on how long ago the game came out. But the problem I'm having right now is people are going crazy online because there is a rumor, an unconfirmed rumor, that Guerrilla Games is looking to make a remake or a remaster of Horizon Zero Dawn. Now let's talk about some of the obviouses of, and I'll say why I'm not interested in this, right? Because I'm not interested in this game because I just spent over 100 hours in Horizon Forbidden West. I'm more so looking forward to the sequel when it comes out. I also spent over 100 hours in the original release of Horizon Zero Dawn. It's not that long ago that it came out, about 5.5 years ago. Maybe 7 years when this game would theoretically drop, this remake, if you will. And at the same time, I will also say the biggest thing is as well, Sony has already released a patch for Horizon Zero Dawn that makes it run better, look smoother, prettier, all that fun stuff on the PS5. So the thing is that you sit there and you go, okay, well, why would I want to get it? Ultimately, I don't really have a need to. I don't know that I'd want to drop all that time into Zero Dawn again just because they have remade it or remastered it. But here's the problem. People are using that as a reason to complain. And honestly, people, fanboys, are using it as a reason to attack Sony and attack Sony players. Look, here's the deal. If you don't like the game coming out, you don't have to play it. If you're a solid, hardcore Xbox fan that likes to go and throw dirt at Sony and you hate Sony for all they stand for, you probably weren't going to play the game anyway. Like, I don't get why people are so fed up on what other people are playing. Like, who cares what you're playing? I used to know somebody that if you didn't play the game they wanted you to play, for some reason, they felt it was a slap in the face. Like, at the end of the day, I don't understand it. And these remakes, these remasters, people are furious. Earlier in the episode, I talked about I would be happy if Konami would just release a remastered version, the same one that came out in 2010, 11, 12, what it was, for the Metal Gear Solid Collection. If they would just make that available for PS5, yeah, I would love full-on remakes of the first three games, but if they just give me remasters, I'd be fine with it. Guess what? I'll spend money on that. A couple months ago, all people wanted to do was complain about The Last of Us Part 1. Personally, as soon as I saw the first gameplay, I was like, ooh, I do want to play that. Look, I love that story. I love that game. And this was built from the ground up for the PS5. The animations, the character models, all of that stuff looks so good. I just want to play it. I'm not going to lie. But here's the thing. Personally, I was able to look at it and go, okay, $70. That's not a price that I want to pay for a game that, yes, I did play on PS3, and yes, I did play on PS4. So it's kind of one of those things where I go, okay, maybe I'll hold off. My good friend Hulking Yoda, you can catch him out on Lost at Sea Gaming, a gaming podcast right here on Anchor. Him and I have talked about that a lot. Like, we both think it looks cool, it looks awesome. We both would like to play. We'd love to see what that DualSense functionality is with that game now. But at the end of the day, both of us, one, we don't see where we'd kind of put one of the games we're playing to the side to replay Last of Us right now, and two, we're both not exactly jumping for joy for paying $70. But we've also said maybe when the HBO series comes out, maybe we'll want to jump and play it then. At the end of the day, it was a personal choice him and I have both come to the decision on. We don't have to buy it. Gamers, you don't have to. I don't know if some of the fanboys need to hear this, but just because Sony releases a game, it doesn't mean that I have to agree with it. It doesn't mean that I have to go buy it, and it doesn't affect me as a gamer. However, I feel like this issue, that's not even an issue, has started some new flaming, some new wars that you just sit there and you go, man, why are people so hung up on what other people are playing? It really shouldn't matter. Look, at the end of the day, there's a lot of Xbox IPs that I love that I don't have access to right now, not having an Xbox. But look, here's the deal. If they decided that they were going to fully remake Gears of War 1, I'm not going to be the guy going, that makes no sense. They've already done that on the Xbox One. Why would they do it now? No, because you know what? There's probably a group of people out there that want to play the first game, never got to play the first game, so go for it. There's probably some people that never played Horizon Zero Dawn that don't have it for free on PlayStation Plus, or just would rather have the opportunity to be like, you know what? I want to jump into the series. I want to play all of them on the PS5. And that's fine. So I just don't understand why it bugs some of these so-called influencers online so much. I'm not going to name names, but some of them you just find, and it's like anytime a rumor or an announcement comes out, they love to look at it and go, this is why Sony sucks. This is why Xbox is better. Look, gamers, again, I want you to be clear when I say this. I am not speaking ill of anybody who plays Xbox. If you play Xbox and that is your brand of choice, hey, awesome. You know, you're going to play exclusives that I'm not going to get to play. That's what I can tell you. No big deal. I'm talking about those ones that feel like they need to jump online and troll people, that need to be like, oh, you like PlayStation? Well, you suck because of it. It's just getting old. It's getting annoying. And ultimately, I call this controversy corner. There's literally nothing controversial about a game developer going, you know what? We have better assets now. We have better technology. We want to remake this game and make the peak game that we can make with it. You don't want it. You don't buy it. It's not that big of a deal. I see people trying to start almost a revolution online. Like, let's show them with our money. We won't be paying for this. Okay. Cool. Doesn't bother me at all. You know what I mean? Like, it's annoying. I'll be honest with you. When it came out a few months ago that Rockstar had decided to stop work on a Red Dead 1 remaster and a GTA 4 remaster so that they would be on the PS5 and the Series X, I'm going to tell you, I never found out if it was actually going to be a remaster or remake of both of these games, but I was kind of stoked because, look, I love Red Dead 1. It would be cool to own that game and have it now, but I was more excited for a Grand Theft Auto 4 remake because, look, if you've played Grand Theft Auto 4 anytime recently, you know that that was Rockstar really trying out this Euphoria engine, the lighting, the graphics. It just doesn't hold up. I gotta be honest, that's the one Grand Theft Auto game you go try to play again and you're like, oh man, this is kind of a struggle at times. I would have loved a full-on remake or a remaster of that game, just kind of updated and stuff. But people were going crazy about it. Give us GTA 6. Do you really think that they couldn't make GTA 6 because they were working on these games? Like, I don't know sometimes if people are literally thinking developers go, you know what, we can make $1 billion with this Grand Theft Auto 6, but we're only going to try to make a couple of million for this one. No, they're huge studios. Yes, they stopped them because of the work that was done with the Definitive Edition, and they moved those people to work on GTA 6. But trust me, GTA 6 was not suffering because they were going to make these games. Just like an Horizon 3 is not going to suffer because Guerrilla says, you know what, we want to potentially remake or remaster to a new degree Horizon Zero Dawn. Naughty Dog didn't sit there and lose out on making a new IP or making a new sequel to one of their franchises because they remade The Last of Us 1. And at the end of the day, the important thing to remember is whether you're on a PlayStation or on your Xbox side, the argument is always said that creativity is better on this side, creativity is better on that side. Cool. You know, the way you do that is you let the developers work on the programs and the games that they want to. And if a remaster or remake is what it is, then do it. Go for it. If that's what they're passionate about, go for it. But what is annoying me is people wanting to tell you what to play, why you're wrong for playing it, and making something out of nothing. And gamers, it's a rumor. It doesn't matter. If you don't want to play it, don't play it. If you don't want to pay 70, wait for a sale. If you want to pay 70 when it comes out, then go for it. Gamers, so what have I been up to this week? Well, I gotta tell you, last week I mentioned it in my graveyard shift that I just picked up the PS5 Director's Cut version of Ghost of Tsushima, and I definitely did. I got to jump in there, start playing it, and I gotta tell you something, it was awesome. It was actually very simple to import my PS4 save over there, which, if you guys are keeping track, I got the Platinum in the PS4, so I did everything on it, but now it was trying to check out the expansion, because I never played the expansion. It was time to check out the new features that the DualSense added. And first and foremost, let me just tell you this as well. This is kind of a cool little feature. Some of the games have had it that I've done the PS4 to PS5 upgrade. You load up Ghost, and within seconds, you're starting to get all of the trophies. All I had to do was go in photo mode, and as soon as I did, bloop, Platinum popped up. So there we go, Platinum 39. All I ultimately had to do was go into Death Stranding in the photo mode. That was the only trophy I had to acquire. So that's cool. But it's awesome at the same time because I've sat here, I've jumped in there, and look, Death Stranding was absolutely gorgeous last year when I played it. I did play the PS4 version, I did play on a PS5 though, but as I sat there and played it, I was going, man, this is a good looking game. This PS5 upgrade is just eyeball melting gorgeous. Look, it's just absolutely beautiful. On top of that, I gotta tell you something, load times on the PS4 version was pretty non-existent, but here on the PS5 version of the game, they don't even exist. Like, when I was playing Horizon Forbidden West, there were moments I was like, wow, that was a really quick load. This one, they don't even pop up. As soon as you hit X to go, you're there. It's insane. It's awesome. And then the gameplay is still tight as ever, but that DualSense, man, that DualSense kicks in and you can feel it, and I love it, man. There's just nothing else on the market that I think is as immersive outside of a VR type situation as that DualSense. There's even new mini games in the game. I actually unlocked a outfit that was very reminiscent of Horizon Forbidden West, Aloy. I thought that was really cool. And right around that same area, there's some baboons that you can play your flute to, and that uses your DualSense. And I thought that was actually just really well done. I gotta tell you something, the story already kind of has me hooked on this new island expansion, and I'm just kind of getting into it. Like, I've really scratched the surface on it, but I have just enjoyed going around finding new things. And it's one of those things where, and I'll speak to this over multiple games here, but over the last couple weeks, I've been able to just kind of enjoy my time gaming, right? Like, I don't have another game like coming out that I've got to finish this game to get to it. In fact, if you think about it, I've got God of War Ragnarok coming out in November, but between then, every one of these games that I'm going to talk about playing today, there's no major rush. Like, I've technically already beat Ghost of Tsushima, so I don't have to like feel like I've got to force myself to run through it to beat it by a certain time. Even with the expansion, this is a new goal to complete, you know, new trophies to go after as well. But it's really just enjoying this game for what it is, getting lost in the world, and that is absolutely what I have done with it. However, I also downloaded the PS5 version of Death Stranding, that director's cut. Look, Death Stranding was one of my favorite games of the PS4 generation. I played it in early 2021, and it actually stayed my 2021 game of the year. I loved it that much. Jumping back into that world, I gotta tell you, I was blown away. It was absolutely gorgeous. I sat there, and you know, it's a little bit more cumbersome than the Ghost of Tsushima upgrade from, you know, importing your saves over. First off, you've got to make sure you have your PS4 version of the game installed. So You have to go, you go into the PS version, you upload it, then you can go into your PS5 version, get those save data, and you're good to go. At that point, you can delete the PS4 version, save some of that sweet, sweet, precious hard drive space, and move forward. But I will tell you, first thing right out the gate, yes, the graphics are still absolutely gorgeous. Like, I've taken some screenshots. Like I've said, I've just been enjoying living in these worlds. I've taken some screenshots. I've shared them. You can find them on my Twitter, at the Graveyard G. But I have just, I've been blown away. Then the new stuff, man. That's the one thing. Jumping back into game worlds sometimes, it's a great idea. Like, I want to jump back into Days Gone, but truth be told, it's just going to be free roaming, doing some fun stuff, but there's nothing else for me to accomplish in that game. The cool thing about Ghost is jumping back in there, I have the expansion to complete. Death Stranding, they added stuff. They added the Half-Life, like, special they did for PC. They also added some cyberpunk things. They've added new equipment you can build that you have to actually work to unlock that stuff. I thought that was great. Now, the cool thing, just like with Ghost of Tsushima, you do unlock all the PS4 trophies that you've already acquired. They do unlock on the PS5. However, there's a catch with Death Stranding, and I kind of applaud this. You don't get the platinum right away. See, there's a few things you have to do. There's a trophy on the PS4 version, and it's on the PS5, to build all structures, to fully upgrade all structures, to build all equipment. Here's the thing. Since they added stuff for the director's cut, you don't get to keep that trophy anymore. You have to re-earn that because you have to build and upgrade all of those structures, all that equipment. But the cool thing is, though, I will say, they do keep account of what you did on the PS4. So it's really only a few things you have to build, have to fully upgrade. But you have to work to unlock those things. So I think that's cool. I got to tell you, finding these Half-Life Easter eggs, if you will, there's little, basically it's cargo. It's cubes you got to go find. I have just enjoyed it. It has really got me back into the game. A lot of them are either in a mule territory or they're around a bunch of BTs and you have to kind of get stealthy and not let the BTs or the ghost you see floating around get you. But I will also say, man, the DualSense is a big factor in here. It makes it so much more accurate, right? Like, you got to pull the straps, the left and the right. As much as I love that on the PS4, on this DualSense, man, it really does kind of let you get it just a little bit easier. It doesn't make the game easier. I want to be clear about that. But since they're so precise, you can really kind of ratchet to where you want it at. Plus, I always felt like the combat in the PS4 version was slightly disappointing. Like, it wasn't bad by any means, but as tight and as awesome as it is in the Metal Gear Solid series, I kind of thought Hideo Kojima would nail it. But for whatever reason, I just thought it was a little bit too just off. I don't know the best way to put it. I gotta say, I have engaged in a lot of combat in Death Stranding on the PS5, and I feel like he went in there and really tightened it up. It is fantastic. Like, I have absolutely loved the encounters I've been in. So I have just enjoyed my time with it. I'd have to say, between those two games, I'm finding myself getting more and more lost into Death Stranding just because I just enjoy that gameplay loop. I enjoy that world. I talked about all of this last week in the episode. I also talked about Ghost. So both of these games are just very addicting. I will say, if I have to point out one thing that made me go, oh no, is one of the things in Death Stranding is Timefall, which is the rain that kind of erodes at things. Now, I'm not sure what all gets destroyed, what doesn't. Sometimes you do get notifications these things are going bad. It's been a couple years since I played it, so give me a little slack. But zip lines. Man, I built a zip line all across the middle part of the map to get over the snowy mountains. And if you've played the game, you know that as fun as it is to traverse that, man, once you get a zip line going, you're going to take those zip lines. Because it is a little bit of a challenge to get around those. Today, I went to go get a cube. It was in one of those areas. Some of my zip lines are gone. So I don't know if they've just been eroded over time. I don't know if for whatever reason they just transfer over. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. Maybe I put some and I connected with others and those aren't in the server. I don't know, but that was a little disappointing because being that the time I have now, I don't know that it's going to, you know, be worth me taking the time to rebuild that entire stream or if I should just kind of just take the walks I need to walk. I don't know, but overall, that notwithstanding, I have just been absolutely sucked into Death Stranding. It's easily, in my opinion, going to be my 40th platinum. I'm at 30 right now. I can't see why I wouldn't get it. I have a hard time peeling myself off of that to go to Ghost. That's just how much I have loved it. The other game that I have been playing this week is WWE 2K22, and I am very happy to say that this morning I completed the showcase mode. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Showcase mode, I've talked about it. Like, it just was a little disappointing. For one, the match selection I've talked about. I've talked about the simple fact of the nonstop objectives just kind of get in the way of the game. But I will say, the final three matches you do, I didn't have too much of a problem. I didn't think that they wanted too many ridiculous objectives that were out of your way. I thought the matches were kind of fun. So ultimately, it ended on a more positive note, but I just think that entire mode needs to be looked at and redesigned if they're going to push it forward in the future. But I also did get to do some more backstage stuff in my rise over the year, which is kind of like your career mode. Got to engage in a few more battles, and it's just the gameplay in that game is so smooth, so crisp, that I actually had to make sure today that I said, okay, stop, before I play Ghost, before I play Death Stranding, I've got to make time for WWE, because I can't let this game get lost in the shuffle. So going forward, like I said, I'm not really pushing myself too much. I do want to go back to Lost Judgment, kind of work on those school stories, work on some of those side cases, if you will, but it's going to be tough to squeeze that in with Death Stranding and Ghost of Tsushima and WWE with the limited amount of gaming time I have. And I've talked about it a few times, having Assassin's Creed Rogue. I want to do a replay. I got the remastered version. I want to do a replay and maybe work towards that Platinum Trophy as well. However, that keeps getting pushed back because, like I said, I really on a whim picked up Ghost. And then on another whim picked up Death Stranding the next day. So those two things kind of took the place of where I would have spent the time playing Rogue. So hopefully I'll get to that soon as well. But gamers, I gotta tell you, right now, I'm just in gaming paradise on the graveyard shift. But it's time to bring it back, guys. I have done away with it for about 8, 9, 10 months, something like that. It's time to bring back my shout-out of the month. Now, this is a game that I have been thinking about. It's just on my mind. It's one of those things that I would love to jump back on and play it. Ironically enough, I can't. But here's the deal. You know what game has been on my mind? Dead Rising, Off the Record. See, first off, it started off with Dead Rising 4, and that almost took the spot here. But Off the Record has just been on my mind, because that was a game I had on PS3. I played a little bit of it, but I just never really got that into it. It seemed kind of cool. It seemed a lot of fun. Look, I'm a huge fan of Dead Rising 1, and I enjoyed Dead Rising 2, but it was kind of a letdown. Dead Rising Off the Record, to me, seemed like the nice blend in between those two games. I was excited to play it. Like I said, just got lost in the shuffle. Wasn't able to play Dead Rising 3 due to it being exclusive to Xbox. But gamers, people will crap on it. I will tell you right now, Dead Rising 4 was a fantastic game. So I lost myself in that game. I absolutely loved it. And that was one that I was really thinking was going to be the shout out of the month. But the more I thought about that game, it led me to think about Off the Record. The more I thought about Off the Record, the more I was like, man, next time that game's on sale, I might have to pick it up. Because it is so cool to think about going through Las Vegas as Frank West and getting to do all those fun things. Plus, who knows if we're ever going to see another Dead Rising game. So this might be the only quote-unquote sequel I can get into and enjoy. Gamers, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Very curious what kind of missed opportunities in gaming, those small little regrets that you feel you missed out on. Also, I'd love to know your thoughts on all of this crap about reboots. Do you think it really matters? Does it really bother you that a studio would decide they wanted to do a remake or a remaster? Does it bother you that people would buy it? If so, why? Or are you like me and you're just sitting there watching these two different fanboy factions on the PlayStation and the Xbox side and you're going, you guys are ruining the fun of gaming? I'd love to know your thoughts on that. And I would love to know your thoughts on any of the games that I mentioned there in my graveyard shift, because I'd love to know your thoughts on the director's cut of Ghost of Tsushima in Death Stranding. But with that being said, gamers, you can always find me at thegraveyardgamer@gmail.com if you want to reach out to me. You can also find all the pictures I've been taking in these games on The Graveyard Gamer on Instagram and some cool posts that I post every once in a while on Twitter at The Graveyard G. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.